Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Today we come to the sixth and final personal greeting, found in Paul's epistle, First Epistle to the Corinthians in chapter 16, in the closing verses of this epistle. We have worked our way through a list of five greetings, and we come now today to the sixth and final one, which is from Paul himself. But first, there were greetings from the churches of Asia, and then secondly from Aquila and Priscilla, and thirdly from the church that was in the house of Aquila and Priscilla, and fourth, from all the brethren, and fifth, a greeting that Paul said should be carried out among the Corinthian believers when they received this epistle, and then finally, we come to the one from Paul himself in verse 21, the salutation with my own hand, Paul's. So I read these verses again to get us to verse 21. Verse 19, the churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. And then, verse 21, the salutation with my own hand, Paul's. And with that, he goes on to a few more closing words before he says the final amen. So I pause to welcome you to this Thursday, August 11th. Edition of the Beacon Broadcast. I thank you for joining us today. I thank you for remembering that we are in need of financial support in order to be able to continue this ministry. Greeting number six from Paul. The salutation with my own hand. Literally, that would read something like this. This greeting is in my own hand, comma, Paul. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul. It's the final one of the list of six greetings, and that's more clear in a literal translation than in the one that I have in my Bible that says the salutation with my own hand, Paul. And a salutation is a greeting, but just so you don't miss what Paul is saying, this greeting, we've already had other greetings. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. This greeting is in my own hand, comma, Paul. Well, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that Paul also wants to greet them formally, specifically. He doesn't assume that they will recognize that and will receive from him a greeting if he doesn't bother to mention it, because after all, this whole epistle is from him. So surely I don't have to add my specific greeting as well. Yes, I do, says Paul, because this is so important. And that's something we need to keep coming back to. The importance of this kind of activity among the saints of God. It's not trivial. It's not incidental. It is, I'm tempted to say, foundational to good relationships among believers. It's not foundational to the gospel as such. It's not foundational to other areas of Christian doctrine and theology, but it is foundational to proper relationships within the body of Christ. And too many times we take those for granted. Too many times we ignore the importance of cultivating and working at these relationships. Now, sometimes there's a broader application to that people in general have trouble working at all kinds of relationships, much less the ones that pertain more narrowly to the body of Christ and the relationships between Christians. But there are some people who go through life rather unhappy and lonely and dissatisfied because they don't have any friends and don't understand that the Bible tells us that if a man will have friends, he must, do you know what the rest of that text says? He must show himself friendly. The reason some of you don't have friends is not because everybody's unfriendly toward you. It's because you are unfriendly toward others, or you don't see it that way. You don't perceive it. You don't think that's what you are. But that's what other people perceive because you ignore the common conversations and common customs that indicate building relationships, such as, in our day, warm handshakes and speaking to one another. You go around failing to speak to others. You go around, and I see people like this. I'm not talking hypothetically. I see people like this who sometimes just kind of stand around waiting for somebody to come and speak to them. But they don't ever speak to anybody. They will never initiate a conversation. They will never go up to anybody and shake their hands. They just stand there waiting, and they say, "How come nobody's friendly to me?" Well, I'm not going to excuse everybody else. I think all Christians ought to be looking out for people like that and ought to be making their way to them and speaking to them and helping to draw them in. Here, obviously, is a brother or sister who needs some help. But for you who are standing around with that attitude, you are failing to take the initiative that God wants you to take. You should be, in the words of Paul here, greeting one another with a holy kiss, and in the culturally adapted meaning of that in our day, you should be walking up to people and extending your hand for a warm, hearty handshake. You should be initiating conversations, talking to people. You can at least greet them and say, "Hello, how are you? Is everything going well with you? Have you had a good week?" It's not that difficult, but for some people it is because you haven't ever cultivated it. You're out of practice. In some cases, you never were in practice. You've just never learned to do that. You are socially inept, but you aren't doing anything to overcome that. And it is your responsibility to do that. These kinds of what some people might consider to be trivial, customary words and actions of greeting are not trivial. They are not to be avoided, to be overlooked, to be ignored. They are to be practiced. That is important for relationships in the body of Christ. Who am I talking to that needs this? I know I'm talking to some who do. And the very fact that Paul would extend his own greeting specifically, even though he's written a whole epistle to them, demonstrates what I've just said. This is important. And so after extending all these other greetings to you from other people, here's mine. The greeting in my own hand, Paul. But there's another purpose for Paul doing this, because he tells us now that this greeting he has written with his own handwriting. That's what the meaning of that text is. This greeting is in my own hand, comma, Paul. He took the quill from the secretary, the amanuensis, who was taking his dictation, which was the customary way that he wrote letters. It was a customary way that any well, not anybody, not everybody had the ability to have the amanuensis do this, but this was the customary way that public officials and most educated people in that day would do their correspondence. They would dictate to a secretary, a practice that used to be common when I was a younger man. Now it's pretty much fallen out of use, but it's still carried out in some places. But be that as it may, Paul would at this point, at the end of most epistles, maybe all of them, I would assume all of them, even though it isn't mentioned specifically in all of them, but at the end of an epistle, Paul would take the pen out of the hand of the amanuensis, and he would write a few words, maybe a sentence or two, a verse or two, in his own hand. And he does that here at this point. This greeting is in my own hand, Paul, and he may have gone on and finished out the epistle in his own handwriting, or he may have handed it back to the amanuensis after writing that statement. Now, why is that important? Why did he do that? Because this is his authenticating signature. And it is referred to in other epistles. You find it in 2 Thessalonians 3, Galatians 6, Colossians 4, Philemon verse 19, and here in 1 Corinthians 16, 21. Because, as we learn in some of the other epistles, there were people who were writing letters claiming that they came from Paul, in essence, forging letters in Paul's name. And so that people could tell whether it was an authentic epistle from Paul, as opposed to a forgery from somebody else, Paul wrote a sentence or two in his own handwriting, which evidently from other references we know was rather distinctive. He wrote larger than most people did. And that way, people who knew him and knew his handwriting could be assured that this epistle is not a forgery. It comes from the Apostle Paul. That's important. Well, to wrap up this section on personal greetings, what do we say? I've already emphasized that it teaches the value of personal relationships. Don't think that is not important. It is seriously important. We need to develop them. We need to maintain them. And they require work. They require intentionality. They require effort. And small gestures can convey big meanings, whether it be a holy kiss or a warm handshake or whatever is customary and culturally appropriate. It's important that you are involved in that. Again, I see people that come into our church, some who have been attending for years, but they never greet anyone. They never stop to shake hands with anyone. They just march right on into the door, right on into the auditorium and sit down. Don't speak. Don't extend a hand. You almost have to tackle them to speak to them. That's wrong, brethren. If that's you, brother or sister, that's wrong. You've got to change. Yes, it requires inconvenience at times to do this. And yes, it requires sometimes reining in our personal feelings and doing this anyway, even though we have a hard time emotionally. But this is important, so don't treat it as if it's insignificant. It's not. It's important. We must do this to build relationships. We must do this to encourage one another. We must do this to strengthen the cause of Christ through unity and comradeship, partnership in the body. It's a body. We are not solo Christians. We are together in partnership with others. This demonstrates Christian love and courtesy, and it must not be ignored. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.